Hi guys, welcome to Faith Job Live podcast. My name is Faith Job, your humble host, and this right here is an introduction to a new program or a new show that runs across my Instagram, my Facebook, and my YouTube channel. So basically, it is a show where we come together by 5 p.m. on Fridays, West African time, and we talk about the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's basically an Instagram live, but you can always feel free to watch the replay, because even if you don't meet up by 5 p.m. on Friday for whatever reason, it's still going to be available on my Facebook, on my Instagram, and on my YouTube, all at Faith Job. So you could just go and watch the replay, drop your comments, drop your own opinion, drop your suggestions, whatever it is, feel free to engage. That's all. So the next clip you're going to hear is an audio extract from the introduction that I did on my Instagram live. So please feel free to engage, feel free to subscribe. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. God loves you. Bye. So, this is going to be the first episode of the series I want to start. So, help me, God. So, help me, Lord Jesus. Okay? So it's going to be called, or I'm calling it, Let's Talk About Faith. I think I might need to put on this AC. Let's Talk About Faith. And by faith, I don't mean this one, not Faith Job. I mean faith in God, faith in Christ Jesus. And there are two things that, or I think about four things that inspired me wanting to do this. I'm just going to talk about two things that happened between I and two friends or two acquaintances or two people that I know. So the first one is, I'm not going to call anybody's name, obviously. She's a very troublesome person, normally, just like me. I'm very troublesome. If you know me, now I'm troublesome. I'm troublesome and I'm sarcastic. So it's only God that's helping me now. If not, it's my mouth can make somebody beat me up. So when I became, how I put it, I want to say became a Christian, because I've always been a Christian. But when I had that encounter that transformed my life completely, you know, I started posting scriptures, my devotionals, just lots of Christian stuff here and there, and she made a comment. Now I'm saying why I'm starting this series, and this was like in 2020. I think I've been on this journey for like 2 years ish. I think actually even before 20, it started 2019 ending, but 2020, I'll just start counting from 2020. So she made a comment and she was like, Faith, all these ones you're doing is because you don't have a man. Like, you don't have a boyfriend. That's why you're, you know, all up about Christ and, you know, posting this and posting that. That once I get a boyfriend, I will forget all these things. And because it came from her, I didn't really feel offended about it, because she just talks funny sometimes. I was like, no, not really, actually. I'm not doing this because I don't have a boyfriend. Funny enough, if I do have a boyfriend and I'm seeing that you're dragging me away from this way of life I'm trying to live, I'm going to cut you off. So I just laughed about it anyway. And I made her understand that it's not because I don't have a boyfriend. I truly have encountered Christ. And the reason why I'm sharing these things is because I've seen how much my life has become better because of my relationship with God. So it's not about me not having a relationship with a guy. It's about the new one that I found with Jesus. And she made that comment like 2 or 3 times, and I just had to ignore, because I didn't want to sound a certain kind of way. Then the second one is in two parts. So I made a promotional video for Wasted to Perfection. That was in November, before I finally launched. I think I launched ending of January, because that was like my 1 year anniversary. So I made this video in November. I didn't want to, but my friend suggested, oh, you need to make a video to make people, you know about this. And I'm like, it's true. So for those that don't know, I write scripts for ads, for documentaries, for news and things like that. So I didn't want to sit down to write any script for this particular one, because I wanted it to be a 1 minute video. So I just picked up my phone, put on my ring light, and I started recording. I did like 3 or 4 different takes, and I sent him one. So when I sent him one for vetting, so to say, he he looked at it or he watched it and was like, oh, everything is nice. The only problem he has with it is I mentioned God in the video. And I wasn't even aware that I mentioned God until I went back to watch it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did. And he's like, don't you think you should take it out, you know, that you're trying to reach a wide audience? What if some people are not Christians or they don't believe in... I'm like, I mentioned God. Every religion believes, they all believe in a God. If I had mentioned Jesus Christ, then you say, oh, not everybody's a Christian, of which I think I should have even said Jesus Christ in the video. So he was like, I should take it out. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to take it out. For what? I'm not taking it out. If because I made mention of God in a promotional video, you decide not to engage my services or patronize me, I'm very okay with that. It means you're not even meant to be my customer. I can't even attend to every single person on earth. So those who, you know, relate with the message will relate with the message. And if you don't even believe in a God, then your own case is really, really bad. I'm sorry, but if that's the reason why you're not going to engage my services, I'm like, fine, it's okay. Then he was like, okay, it's good. He now made another statement that, oh, that's true, that I can even use this God thing to deceive people. Like, I can use this God thing to deceive people into patronizing me as if I am a... how did he put it? I'm kind of rephrasing. But he said it in a way that, oh, I'm using the whole God thing to appeal to people's religious side. And a part of me felt hurt, but a part of me just found it very funny. Like, why would anybody? Well, people do it. Let me not. But I said, no, I'm not going to use God or the mention of God or anything to deceive. I'm not trying to deceive anybody into patronizing me because, you know, I love God. It has nothing to do with this. It's just like sometimes you can't actually separate, you know, you can't separate your relationship with God most times with every other aspect of your life. Because for me personally, God is the center. So every single thing I do revolves around Him. So be it my business, be it my personal relationship, be it everything I do revolves around Him. So somehow, you go hear God for my conversation. You hear Jesus. I can't not mention it. And I don't know, I'm sorry. So anyway, so that kind of made me feel bad. And I asked myself, probably there are many people who think that I'm pretending, like, oh, maybe I'm just going through a phase and before you know, I would let go of this whole God thing and go back to who I used to be. Or it's not even like I used to be a bad person before. I just wasn't. I've always been a Christian. I've always been a church worker. But it seemed like to me, in retrospect, just thinking, it felt like I was one leg in and one leg out. You know, I have tattoos all over my body. And people already judge me based on that. It's just that now I really don't care. If you want to judge me because I have tattoos or I do long nails and black, that is really your business. I'm sorry, but it's your problem, not mine. So, you know, I just felt like I was one leg in and one leg out. And having this new encounter, I would tell you for a fact, you can't be one leg in and one leg out. You have to. The Bible says you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Basically, it's with everything that you have. You know, you're better off being an idol worshiper or serving the devil, Lucifer himself, completely than being a Christian. Like, you have one leg out in the world and you have one leg in the things of God. So anyway, that's the long and short of why I'm doing this series, because I know some people would. And let me just say something to people who just recently, I'm still a baby in this whole Christ thing, those who recently encountered Jesus, like the real one, you know, there are going to be people who will laugh at you first. There are people who will mock you. Me, let me confess, I used to be that person. Like, you know, when I know a friend that we used to do, when I say do things, like we used to just, you know, hang out in some kind of places together, and I see you've now changed your life, I'll just like, see you, you're not a, you know, this pastor's wife, all those type of statements. So I did it. So I think that's why I don't feel bad now people doing it to me, because I'm like, I've been there, I did it. So it's me having a taste of my own medicine. So for other people will laugh at you, people will mock you, people would say you're faking it, some will say you're pretending, just different things altogether, really. But Don't let that discourage you. Don't let that phase you in any way. As long as you know genuinely you're doing all these things from your heart, you're really truly seeking the face of God, all those things won't matter. And of course, the Holy Spirit even gives you peace. So with all the talk going on, you're not even bothered like me. I am my what do you call this thing? I can't remember what it's called. But Shasha, the way I care so little about what people think, your opinion, I will listen to it and then I'll sieve it and see if at all it's this your opinion or this your criticism is coming with love or it's from a place of hate, whichever. So I kept asking myself, am I really, maybe people are thinking I'm faking this thing or I'm pretending or I'm using it to just, you know, I don't know, get some kind of favor. I really don't know what goes on in people's mind. So I kept asking myself, maybe I really should stake my faith to you. Like, this is not, it's not a joke. People might take Christianity as a joke, but to me it's a way of life, and that is why I can't separate God from whatever it is I'm doing. Weight loss. So when I tell you that, oh, when people ask me sometimes, what inspired you to lose weight? Nothing inspired me, first of all. But when they ask, someone had asked me this question, like, how did I do it? And I'm like, if I tell you it's God that helped me, will you believe? And they'll laugh, how can God help you? Did he do liposuction when you were sleeping? But no, let me tell you how God played. Already I started my spiritual journey before the weight loss aspect of it. So what happened was, my body, my spirit man and my soul, they were all looking good. You know, they were in check. I was being renewed and transformed and all that. But then my body still felt like shit. My body still looked, I've always loved my body. Either way, whether I'm fat or I'm thin, I love my body. You good. But I wasn't at my healthiest. I was always tired. I was always panting. If I just go, me that is always very, very physical. Like, I'm physically fit, but I knew something was off. My spirit man and my soul, they were looking like maybe 9.5, no, let's say 8. And then my body was a 4 or 2. So I needed to catch up. So how God played in this is that I've always struggled with consistency. Always. Like, I will start something and before you know, I'll go on maybe 1 month. That's why I say to some people, 1 month, 2 months is really not enough to build a new habit, because I've done some things for 2-3 months and then I'll still fall back. So for me to have gone on this for a whole year, I knew that it just had to be God. What am I touching? I knew it just had to be God. So God helped me with the consistency aspect. So even days where I didn't feel like doing certain things, I still had to do them. You know, there was this push. I don't know where it came from. That's why I think it's divine. There was this push that just kept me going. So yeah, even with my weight loss, God played a very huge part. The Holy Spirit played a very huge part. And he's still doing the same thing even with my business, you know. So that is it. That's the introduction for Let's Talk About Faith. And by faith, I don't mean this faith joke. Like I said, the faith of Christ. I'm not a narcissist. I hope I'm not too. I don't think I am now. I'm not. So yes, that's the end of my mini story as to what inspired this mini talk. I mean, I like to talk, so what better thing to talk about than the faith and Jesus and God and all the great things he's doing in my life. So we just with the hope that someone will get inspired not to be ashamed of the gospel, and you would speak about it with boldness and happiness. And yeah, like I tell people, if the gospel was something where you can just be saved and you're just walking around, oh, I have Jesus for myself, I don't need to tell anybody, I think I would have done that. Because last, I don't like shoving my whatever on people's faces. But it's just like having the cure. The analogy I like to give is like, it's just like having the cure for, sorry, why do I keep touching this thing? It's just like having the cure for cancer, and you know someone who needs that cure and you're keeping it to yourself. You're wicked, you're heartless. So that is how I feel when it comes to sharing the gospel and sharing my faith. If it wasn't that much of a big deal, I don't think Jesus Christ would have left his throne and come down here to hit on some points. You know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, love your neighbors and things like that. So I think I don't want to ramble too much, so I'm just gonna end it here. I've said so like 5 times in less than 1 minute. I'm sorry. So Well, anyway, have a great day. I'm still in my PJ. This PJ is from my sweetheart Chika. It was part of our bridal package alongside this chocolate and some other very nice things. There were things that I know I wouldn't have bought by myself, but they were all needed. Yeah, I haven't gotten chocolate in a very long time. So, if I say so again, I'll slap myself literally. Alright then. So, just have a great day, Abeg. If you don't go to church, please stream online though. This rain should not be an excuse. Stream online, okay? If you didn't go to church, stream online. It's very important you hear the word. It helps to renew your faith. Some things you've forgotten, when you hear the preacher talk about it, you'll be reminded again. All right then. Have a blessed day. Mwah. Happy new week. Happy Sunday. Happy everything. Au revoir. Adios. All right, bye.